We're joined now by Knoxville boys track and field coach Eric Keller on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Eric, good to talk to you after a year or so away from everything.
Yeah, good to see you. You didn't cover our eighth grade basketball season, so I haven't seen you for a while.
Well, I know Clayton was there refereeing, so we had KNIA Careless represented there.
That's right. That's true. That's true.
Well, track and field starting, and as we're talking, we're about a week and a half or so into the practice season. Boy, you've had some spectacular weather up till when we were talking.
Try to get these new kids to understand. These first couple of weeks are just about building a base and getting in shape, and we're not even sprinting yet. So they've been receptive and worked really hard. So it's a really good group already. Work hard and get along well together. So it's gonna be fun.
Last year, of course, you had just an amazing year with Kobe Higginbotham, and now he's transformed that into a national championship at William Penn on the indoor season. Obviously, you're not going to replace him, but what kind of things do you have coming back that you can cobble together and maybe make a team that's going to be competitive or even win some meets?
Somebody asked me that last week. What are we going to do without Kobe? I said, what am I going to do without all the seniors, because they were all really good kids, and they contributed a lot of points to our conference meet. So yeah, just to continue to try to rebuild and reload to replace those guys is always difficult, but we got a good group coming back. I mean, our guys that scored at conference in the mid distance are back. Isaac and Bradley and Schultz all scored, and Jacob Matrician in the eight, so all those guys are back. Our shuttle should be pretty decent this year. I got Jack transferred over from Pella and is looking good in some different things, and Carson Castor hasn't been healthy and he's healthy right now, and just a couple other new kids that I think I can put in one or two things at conference, and I think we have another shot to win it again.
As we look at the team you have, a lot of familiar names from other sports, and one that comes to mind, Jacob Matrician, had a really good basketball season. It just looks like he is an athlete. You can probably put him in a lot of events.
Yeah, he's one of those quiet kids who's he's a competitor. Like, you get him on the basketball court and he's tenacious, and Hud talks about it with me too in the workouts. Like, he gets after it in workouts, and I think he ended up the year maybe 205. And we think he can go, maybe two this year. So it's definitely nice to have him with some options to put places.
And these aren't juniors or seniors. These are still some younger kids that you're going to have for a couple of years. How's that to know that you're going to have to rely on some younger kids, but they are going to probably be the ones that's going to really score some points for you?
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, they've got a really big junior class who will score for us at conference quite a bit. I mean, again, every year you lose some good seniors, but just from what I've heard, I think the junior high kids are mostly track guys instead of soccer. So I'm expecting some good numbers out of them too. So, we hope that we just keep building and getting better.
Talking to Eric Keller, Knoxville boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA Careless. Let's go over to the field events. How are those looking?
We got a lot of I'm going to try you out in the long jump type of guys. Riker Gifford's new, and I'm going to try him out. And again, Carson Castor should be able to jump forever. So we'll try to figure some things out, but I'll try some other guys. Got some, good high jumpers. Like Jack was at state last year. And so I got some other guys that hopefully can go six. And then the throws, I mean, Coach Bacon does what he does. I mean, he'll take these young guys. We got two freshmen and we got two new kids, three new kids, So we're hoping to score some points with them too. So, if we can get, a couple in every event at conference, that's always a plus.
Is it too early to figure out where you're strongest at, or is it just still, let's just build up and then we'll see where, we're strongest at right now?
It's too early, but same time, I've kind of almost got my conference lineup done. I mean, I'm going to have Isaac and Bradley in the mile and Isaac and Schultz in the 2 mile, knock on wood, we stay healthy, and, Jaron Davis will be in the four again because he placed last year as a freshman. So, we'll get a few meets under our belt and see what we're like at the end of the year health-wise.
I know Isaac, had a solid year last year. Then he got sick right before state, and that was just a bummer. But then turned that into a nice cross country season. I'm sure he's motivated to get back to state and get on the blue oval again.
He's already run an indoor meet down at Northwest Missouri State 2 weeks ago and PR'd. So he already went 4:34 and got boxed in even at that race. So he'll run another race Thursday at Iowa State, and then. Yeah, I mean, expectations are there. I mean, it's from his coaches and himself. I mean, we expect him to get back to state and do well.
Conference-wise, how's that looking this year?
Same as always. Davis County has no soccer, and I have 60 kids out, and they're pretty deep. So I definitely think it'll come down to the two of us again.
All right, best of luck to you. We'll look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
All right, thank you.
That's Eric Keller, Knoxville Boys track and field coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS.